Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. If you need a Bible, you can give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you one for free. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number's 347-326-9003 or 888-689-4061. These businesses help to support the ministries and the purchase of Bibles, so support these businesses by shopping with them. For baby diapers, Roderick's1.com. That, again, is Roderick's1.com. For mechanical supplies or vehicle parts, even for vehicles like 53 Chevys and so forth, go to partsautomotive.biz. That's partsautomotive.biz, .biz, or autobodyparts1968.com. That's autobodyparts1968.com. For digital information products, go to ravishingrevenues.com and click on the 10,000 products section, and you'll be at the ClickBank store. For World Profit products, still the same site, ravishingrevenues.com. To promote your business or website with a high conversion turnover for individuals that are promoting their sites through this Safe Engine, Safeless and Exchange, Traffic Exchange, go to EasyHitsU.com. Again, that is EasyHitsU.com. And you can promote your website there and get some business and traffic going. All right, let me begin the program. My brothers, practice the faith of our Lord Yeshua, the glorious Messiah, without showing favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your synagogue wearing gold rings and fancy clothes, and also a poor man comes in dressed in rags. If you show more respect to the man wearing the fancy clothes and say to him, "Have this good seat here," while to the poor man you say, "You stand over there," or "Sit down on the floor by me, my feet," then aren't you creating distinction among yourselves? And haven't you made yourselves into judges with evil motives? So we don't want to be a judge with an evil motive. We want to be righteous and good. So we don't want to, because a person's poor, treat them differently than we would a rich person. All people should be treated equally. Is what this is saying right here. It goes to say, "Listen, my dear brothers, hasn't God chosen the poor of the world to be rich in faith and to receive the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you despise the poor. Aren't the rich the ones who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who insult the good name of him to whom you belong? If you truly attain the goal of the kingdom, Torah, in conformity with the passage that says, 'Love your neighbor as yourself,' you are doing well. But if you show favoritism, your actions constitute sin, since you are convinced under the Torah as transgressors. Also, if you like some good music, Christian music to help you in your worship, go to songcastmusic.com/profiles /, Roderick White. And there I have an album out called The Dark Glow in My Heart. So if you want some good Christian music to worship with and attain that spiritual upliftment, go to songcastmusic.com/profiles/ Roderick White. All right, back to the lesson. It goes to say, for a person who keeps the whole Torah, yet stumbles at one point, has become guilty of breaking them all. For the one who said, don't commit adultery, also said, don't murder. Now, if you don't commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the Torah. Keep speaking and acting like people who will be judged by a Torah which gives freedom. For judgment will be without mercy toward one who doesn't show mercy. But mercy wins out over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith, but has no action to prove it? Is such faith able to save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and someone says to him, Shalom, keep warm and eat hearty, without giving him what he needs. What good does it do? Thus, faith by itself, unaccompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say that you have faith and I have actions. Show me this faith of yours without the actions, and I will show you my faith by my actions. You believe that God is one, good for you. The demons believe it too. The thought makes them shudder with fear. So the demons shudder at God because he's one within himself. It says, but the foolish fellow, do you want to be shown that such faith apart from actions is barren? Wasn't Abraham a venue declared righteous because of actions when he offered up his son Yitzchak on the altar? You see that his faith worked with his actions. By the actions the faith was made complete. And the passage of the Tanakh was fulfilled, which says, Abraham had faith in God, and it was credited to his account as righteousness. He was even called God's friend. You see that a person is declared righteous because of actions and not because of faith alone. Likewise, wasn't Rachav, the prostitute, also declared righteous because of actions when she welcomed them as messengers and sent them out by another route? Indeed, just as the body without a spirit is dead, so too faith without actions is dead. So the body without a spirit is dead. So your spirit, that lets you know you have a spirit. Ordered, and it's also speaking about the spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Your spirit is your life force, the spirit that's in you. And this spirit goes back to God, but the wicked and the righteous separate from there. One goes to hell, one goes to heaven. It says, not many of you should become teachers. My brother, since you know that we will be judged more severely, for we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in what he says, he is a mature man who can bridle his whole body. If we put a bit into a horse's mouth to make it obey us, we control its whole body as well. And think of a ship. Although it's huge and is driven by strong winds, yet the pilot can steer it wherever he wants with just a small rudder. So too the tongue is a tiny part of the body, yet it boasts great things. So see how a little fire sets a whole forest ablaze. Yes, the tongue is a fire, a world of wickedness. The tongue is so placed in our body that it defiles every part of it, setting ablaze the whole of our life, and is set on fire by Gehenna itself. For people have tamed and continue to tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures. But the tongue no one can tame. So remember that the tongue no one can tame. Even though you can tame wild animals, you can't tame the tongue. It is unstable, an evil thing, full of death-dealing poison. So remember the words you speak can be death-dealing poison. The wicked words you speak are death-dealing poison. With it we bless Adonai the Father, and with it we curse people who were made in the image of God. One of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. Brothers, it isn't right for things to be this way. A spring doesn't send both fresh and bitter water from the same opening, does it? Can a fig tree yield olives, my brothers, or a grapevine figs? Neither do salt water produce fresh. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him demonstrate it by his good way of life, by actions done in the humility that grows out of wisdom. But if you harbor in your hearts bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions, don't boast and attack the truth with lies. So you don't want to attack the truth with lies, because you're condemning yourself and you're condemning your discipline that the Creator sends down to us when he disciplines us. This wisdom is not the kind that comes down from above. On the contrary, it is worldly, unspiritual, demonic. For where there are jealousy and selfish ambition, there will be disharmony and even in every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is, first of all, pure, then peaceful, kind, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy, and peacemakers who sow seed and peace raise a harvest of righteousness. So we want to be peacemakers and sow our seed in righteousness, a harvest of righteousness, so that we yield back righteousness. We don't want to sow our seed in wickedness and wicked things being done by the world today. We want to do righteous things. All right, that's my lesson for today. And I'm going to say a prayer and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you that you watch over the brothers and sisters, guide them, protect them. I pray that you open their eyes, their mind, their heart, open their the spiritual mind, and let the spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, flow within them and cause them to, which it is already in order for them to be alive, but let it flow within them to cause them to turn to a righteous path and to gather wisdom from you on how to be righteous and good. I pray that you direct their steps and bring them into the harvest work, these ministries, and I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.